Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here. 6:48 on a Wednesday. Now, three big things.
Three.
High water closes the Arkansas River to public access in Wichita.
Two.
Wichita man sentenced to 49 years in prison for the fatal beating of his girlfriend's toddler.
One.
Special counsel Robert Mueller will testify before Congress about the Russia probe next month. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
No change this morning here in Wichita on those gasoline prices that we're seeing out there. The gasoline prices went up to around $2.39 a gallon. Haven't seen anybody backing off of that just yet. So again, that's the gasoline price that we're looking at here in the Wichita area, $2.39 a gallon. Traffic update from 987 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and warm again today with a high of 91 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 71. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 92. Now partly cloudy. Southeast wind at 8 miles per hour and 68 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. It is June 26th. On this date in 1974, the Universal Product Code, the barcode, was scanned for the first time.
The UBC.
To sell a package of Wrigley's chewing gum at a supermarket in Troy, Ohio. 1974.
Wow.
The barcode. They got a barcode on just about everything now. Well, did you know there's good fat and there's bad fat?
Yes.
This is House Call for Health, and today we'll give you the skinny about fat and your morning cup of coffee. Not all fat is bad for you. There's the kind that causes weight gain, but there's also the kind that actually burns calories and helps you lose weight. This is known as brown adipose tissue, or more simply, brown fat. Newborn babies have a lot of brown fat. Adults only have a little. But a new study finds that having a cup of coffee can trigger your brown fat into action, generating heat and chewing up the bad fat. Most people know that caffeine provides an energy boost, which can lead to more activity and fat burning. This study in the journal Scientific Reports did not find a link to caffeine, just coffee. So researchers say they need to figure out what in the coffee is kicking the brown fat into gear and then using the knowledge to improve weight management programs. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Kindness is magic.
Isn't it, though?
Time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker with Steve and Ted. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, and thank you. I feel like we're on NPR or something.
Yeah, right.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Yes. You know, recently I had some water issues with a rental property. Remember that just a few weeks ago? So I spent a lot of resources at local home improvement stores. Now, one of those trips has helped me realize something that most of us understand but don't really feel too often. Kindness is magic. Okay, go ahead and gag, whatever. But anyway, it's true. I know that's a stretch, but please indulge me for a second.
Okay.
I was in a pretty bad mood. A rental house flooded in the recent storms. I had other things to do at home. I was facing the wet, stinky job of installing a new sump pump, then mitigating the water before mold would set in. I was bothered, to say the least. Okay, you got the picture set there?
Got it. Yeah.
I came upon a grizzled gentleman in the sump pump aisle. He's probably north of 80 years old. He sported a well-worn U.S. Navy veteran ball cap. Seeing him, it helped my mood a bit. I smiled and imagined what it was like when he served. I gave him the secret fellow Navy veteran nod, smiled, and said, "Go Navy." Well, he launched us into a conversation about our sump problems. His pump had failed too. I helped him access the type of pump that he might need after he described what he needed. The one he needed was stacked up on an eye-level shelf, so I grabbed a flat cart and loaded it for him. We shook hands and moved on. Loading my stuff back into my truck, I saw him struggling with his cart to get it into his car. I helped him get it into his trunk and loaded it up. My mood was changing. Helping him really felt good. He was appropriately appreciative, but not gushing. Without even thinking, I asked if he would need help installing it. Wow, this really felt good. He told me his neighbor was going to install it after church. He thanked me and drove home. I drove away smiling. Now, this story is not about me and my small act, but it's about the realization of the power of being kind. All I can do is say, please try it. I can guarantee it will make you feel good. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
I'll tell you what, when you're having a problem, if you find yourself paying attention to someone else and their needs, it just takes it away.
It is.
It's magic.
It
like
is amazing. It's, really amazing.
Today is National Coconut Day. Of course, the coconut offers sweet support for our bodies in several ways. Whether supporting a weight loss program, moisturizing skin and hair, or metabolizing into energy, coconut oil plays a significant role for your body.
I just can't get Gilligan out of my mind. The way that they use coconuts.
Well, yeah.
You know, first of all, they used them as he used it as a bra in
it's
one.
A bra, yes, that's correct.
And multiple. Yeah. Everything they had was made out of coconuts.
It's interesting you should mention that, because I was just thinking last night, and I don't...
Coconuts and bamboo.
No, I was thinking last night about Gilligan.
Yeah, really? What
Ted,
were you thinking?
What was his first name?
Were you thinking of him in the little coconut bra?
Little buddy. What was his first name, Ted?
Bob Denver.
No. Gilligan. Sam? Bill?
I think he had a first name.
Huh.
I bet you we could look it up. I bet you they must have a...
We'll Google it. Gilligan's first name. Maybe somebody will call us and tell us.
I think Jad's on it.
Jad's
on
it.
It up.
All right, we'll let you know when we find out here in a few minutes.
Anyway, sorry. You were talking about coconuts and the virtues of coconuts, and all I can do
I love
is think about
Gilligan's
Island and
coconut
Gilligan.
Cream pie.
Oh, yeah.
My wife sent me to work with a coconut cupcake she got somewhere yesterday.
Oh, really?
It was delicious.
Or coconut macarons. Oh, yeah.
What you got?
Oh,
what you got, Jad?
Yeah. Gilligan might be his first name.
Oh. Okay.
They never discuss it.
Gilligan Jones.
Yeah, it is never indicated in any of the episodes.
How about that?
Wow.
Gilligan has no... It's like Cher.
Yeah, it's like Prince.
Cher, Liberace, Prince. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Ted. We've all said it at the same time.
All right, guys. Thank you. Coming up at 7 o'clock, nice. Top of the hour. We've got all the news for you here with Steve and Ted. Robert Mueller will testify before Congress. We've got that story and more. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.